This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Wednesday, April the 2nd, 2025.
Look at that. Does it already feel like Wednesday to you? Does it feel like a hump day to you?
No day is... There's routine, but there's... There's never like, and I'm glad for it. I'm here for it. I'm glad for it. Praise the Lord for it. That every day is not, as the great Trent Reznor said, every day exactly the same.
He didn't say every day is a winding road?
No.
Somebody else.
Hold on. I want to figure that out on myself with no hands in the air, eyes closed, showing I'm not Googling it.
I'm going to give you a few guesses.
All right.
You get three.
Let me start over now. What did I say that made you say that?
Oh my God.
Every day is exactly the same. That's by Trent Reznor and Nine Inch Nails. And then you said, every day is a winding road.
Winding road.
Those with a list have a hard time with that song. Right. So that's a clue. This person does not have a list.
That's a good redneck karaoke song, too. Winding road.
I know. I think I hear it in like prescription pill ads now.
Yeah, I think I did too.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those songs. It's like you hear it in a damn. And they're all the, we've went through this a million times. Don't say, let me do this on my own personal journey. If you know it and figured it out, that's awesome. Okay. But this is,
I was right.
This is, I don't play Mahjong. I do things like this.
Oh, it's fun.
To keep my brain working along.
I
know this song. Every day is a winding road. And then it's like, make calls. Suicide. You might want to start smoking again. Thoughts of suicide.
You might want to start again.
I
was going to mention something, but that might give it away, so
well,
I can't say that.
That's how you have to get to it. So all I'm drawing off of now is that it's... and I don't have the text on. I mean, if you texted it and say, hey, I know what it is, awesome. I'm not logged in yet, so I'm not reading those. I may have to go the route the way I do. For those of you that don't listen to the entire show, at the end of the show, we do Happy Birthday or Suck It. And Fat Boy will oftentimes play some music that's associated. I like to try to guess who he's talking about rather than really the age, oftentimes. So then I'll go for my usual, now cliche phrase of, give me the initials.
Well, I was going to say we might have to cut her an extra buck or two if we play the song, so I don't want to play it.
That's a clue. She's litigious.
Oh.
Yep.
It is who I thought it was.
But the initials are.
Now I don't want the... Can I ask for the first initial?
S.
Damn it. Not where I was going.
If I play it, will it give it away to you? I don't think it will.
I don't think so.
I hear it in my head, so no. Wow. You had that queued up. How?
Well, I was ready for to play it eventually. Either you're going to guess it or not guess it.
Oh, Lord, this is going Beetlejuice here for a minute.
And I'll say it again. How many times can you not say it?
Three.
It's five in the mirror, right? Beetlejuice.
Well, we ain't got no mirrors in here.
We're getting mixed up.
Except our cell phones. Selfie. That's what that's about.
That's what happened. Is this ringing a bell?
Yeah, I heard it. I don't know I don't know word by word, but I hear it every day is winding road.
I get a little bit closer.
See, my mind works in hearing that and identifying the song, but the artist I would not know here.
God, I kind of don't want to tell you now.
This reminds me of a wild time.
Paige just threw a dance topless at bars.
No, I didn't. Never.
I did Aaron see her on the dancing on the top of Coyote Ugly's bar that time.
Well,
actually, it was. I don't know that it was an official. It might have just been called Ugly Coyote.
Yeah, I went to the rock bar. I went to the ugly bar.
If you're dyslexic, you go across the street to Ugly Coyote.
Why is this lady on top of the bar?
I tried to get you to drink beer, order beer, but you wouldn't.
I wasn't drinking beer that day.
You knew the drill.
Y'all, I almost said something I hate when people say, but it was going to be funny.
What? You're stupid for not knowing this.
No, though, like when she was talking about, I think she meant to say, you understood the assignment.
Oh.
That's a phrase that needs to go away. Immediately.
The second initial then.
C. First one's an S. Second one's a C.
I want to tell you what I was thinking when you said that. And I know it's not right, but what I just thought was Sandy Carlisle.
No. Oh,
thinking
no.
Of Brandy Carlisle.
That would have been a good...
Was she a one-hit wonder?
That's a fussing name. No. She had a famous boyfriend who was an athlete.
Oh.
Did she?
God.
Yeah. He was a cheater.
Oh, God. I see her now. What is happening to me?
One.
No, don't do. I want to do this.
We can't do anything else to you, guess it.
I see her face now. She's got a horse-like face. Right?
I think she's kind of attractive.
Did she dated Kid Rock one time?
Not dated.
Married to?
Did a song together.
Duet.
Oh, come on, man.
She's been in the news this year.
Because she didn't want her music used by Trump, right?
Well, not only that, but she sold her Tesla.
Can I show you a picture of her?
I know.
Ooh, would they give it away?
Will I still, those of you listening now and everyone, will I still get some sort of credit if I see a picture of her? Because I want the credit. I've gotten this far.
I don't think you're still going to get the name. He is legit not kidding.
Like, me?
Yeah, like he's trying to figure this out.
Yeah, I think stuff like this is fun without using the internet for everything. This page shows me a Getty image.
I'm covering the name.
I know. She's got like a horse kind of the, you know, the little bit of a little teethy and all that.
God, man. I figure if I give you another hint, it's going to give it away. Her last name was also a famous movie.
I'm thinking of funny things to say and not the real thing. Oh, God. Oh, man, I hate this. I do. I'm wasting valuable time.
Whose movie star, or whose star in the movie, the star in the movie, was allegedly murdered by the Yakuza?
You know what? You said way too much in that clue.
He's like,
his daddy was a famous karatean.
Oh.
Martial artist, that's
oh.
It. Now you got to name the dad.
Oh, God.
The movie.
You gave, oh, man. No, you gave me a very great clue. Now it's figure out her first name.
Oh, my God.
Because I know this last name now.
He knows it.
There's only so many
it's
options.
It's kind of like a mom name.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Jew crap.
I
didn't just say Jew crap, by the way. I was about to say Jesus Christ, but
But that's what came out.
Yeah. Well, he was Jewish, so it's fine.
I don't even want to look at the text because I know they're going to be so mad.
That's fine. What, because of the Jew thing?
No, because you haven't gotten it yet.
Oh, well,
like,
you know.
For the love
welcome,
of God.
I'm going to be 50 years old 50. In October, and many of you that are younger will have to, you'll just do it by playing Mahjong for your brain power stuff in the morning.
I'm surprised you did not say that with a southern accent.
I know the last name. Okay, so let's go with that. Her last name's Crow.
Last name is Crow.
Now, I got that off of you saying his daddy was a karate master in a movie, and he died in a movie. Uh-huh. So I went, Brandon Lee was in The Crow. You could have went with Sting in that, too. I would have appreciated it more.
Stinger.
Wasn't Sarah Crow. Suzanne Crow?
Suzanne Crow.
Sounds mom. Susan Crow. God, I was gonna praise not you. Bidding this up in my heart my of God. Hearts on my dad's grave.
I was going to praise you, but I forgot I gave you the first letter
Sophie
already.
Sophie Crow. No.
Yeah, it's a mom. I'm
going to go outside and punch myself in the head.
Sophie B. I would say...
It's not Sophie B.
This Crow. Is probably one of the... This is a real famous Southern name, but she spells hers different.
Suzanne Crow.
Everybody knows a blank.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You got me right.
Might
there.
Even own a dance studio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the answer is Cheryl Crow.
Yeah.
Yeah, boys. How long did that take?
All these people saying, move on, move on. You're killing me.
Okay, don't totally, slide it.
God, I wish I had something to give away
to you. If you text in, move on, turn the channel, because you don't get what we do then. You just don't get it. You must be new to the game. Or,
no, it ain't like it used to be. What do you want? You want jackal tickets? You want to go to Monster Jam?
Let me ask you something, you dumb son of a bitches. When you get to work today, look around. Look around when you get to your job today, unless you the boss man. You look around when you get to your work today, your office, your plant, your factory. Look around and say, well, it ain't the same here no more. It ain't the same here no more. Because so-and-so got pregnant, she ended up taking the FMLA and never came back. And then, whatchamacallit, died.
Whatchamacallit.
Old Doohickey down the hall, he went to jail.
Oh, God. So, the Doohickey.
You don't like to, challenge yourself at work. You don't.
It's like, but the same goobers are the ones who say, play the FOF line song because that's part of my routine. Play it. It's part of my routine.
Same person that texts that. It's probably the same person that keeps calling the FOF for the same message.
I know.
It's not going to get played.
It's like you goobers. You don't want to have, I hate you saying goobers because that's lame, but I want to say stronger terms. But that, to move on. Fatboy, how many move ons were really there? Is Paige just putting me down now?
You get a couple, but, everybody's a consultant.
Good morning,
right?
Bojangles and Nutty.
Everybody
does. I figured those out easy. Now they'd be like, no, it wasn't me. I swear to God.
I thought you'd get the mom name instantly.
Well, when Fatboy said it's a Southern woman's name that's spelled several different ways, I was like, oh, you're talking about Cheryl.
Is it Cheryl?
Cheryl.
I've seen it spelled like Cheryl. Daryl with an S-H.
Yeah.
Yes. Sharon the S-H, Cheryl. The C-H, Cheryl. I've seen it... Well, it was a black woman, but it was, because I used to work with her at Chick-fil-A, it was S-H-U-R-L, and it's pronounced Cheryl.
Do you want to be Cher if you're Cheryl?
I'd be Cher.
If you're Sherilyn, are you Cher?
Sherilyn. There's an actress named Sherilyn like that. I was like, well, down here, you'd be Sherilyn.
Sherilyn.
Sherilyn. Like the musician. Oh, boy.
That was fun.
It was taxing, and especially when I'm like, the general idea is to, the plan here is to make you feel somewhat entertained on your way to work.
Get the brain
Even
going.
If you get pissed off, I guess that's an emotion. Maybe a little less coffee you get a drink this morning.
You don't go to work and memorize the MSDS sheets or OSHA
I don't even
regulations?
Know what that stands for. Is that some kind of dystrophy?
No. Okay. Like you just... just stuff to jog the brain.
Yeah. Joggle it up.
I already knew it.
So
my brain is not jogged.
I think that's a fun little thing to do. Plus, we're all in the, not all, but many are in the I'm now having, so here's where this goes. So I carry a day planner still, a written one.
Yeah.
And so we got an email yesterday. This is a fun story. Got it. We got an email. We all got it, I think. If you wasn't on it, if you're not on this email, and I'm saying this likely to Paige, it doesn't mean you were slighted. It means you'd already done what they were asking about. So me and Fatboy were on the list, I think. So anyway, it's like RSVP if you are going to be able to attend this event, and not in a way of being dickish, but the person went on to say,
"Well, I kind of took it that way, to be honest with you."
Okay, so I'm not the only one, but you all, you know, also things can be misconstrued by emails, tones, and things such as. So I wrote back to that person. I believe I already have, and that person said, "Not yet." So. I went on there and I looked in my day planner, and sure enough, it was written down. Yes. And then I go on my work calendar that is integrated into our email.
It's Google.
And don't hack it.
It was on there. Like, I had done it. So then I screenshot back and said, it shows here on mine that I did it. And I also showed that there was. It was all on my thing. So I then was forwarded back the original RSVP for said event. Mm-hmm. And there was nothing to click on. In other words, the guy, and I know this person. We know this person. He's not any way like that. But you're saying, like, you don't understand the tone. So he forwarded back the original RSVP. And then I look at it, and there's nothing to click on to RSVP. So I screenshot that and respond back and said, there's nothing on here to click, but see here that on my calendar that is showing. So maybe if you would go in and just auto mod, whatever the term would be, that for me. It was taken care of. And then, now let's not say the name in any way, because this could be misconstrued. But my intentions were to respond back, appreciate it, homie.
Homie. And we're talking about this, right? Okay.
And I actually responded back, honey.
Freaking autocorrect.
Man. I went in with homie in my mind, autocorrected it to honey. And before I realized what I'd said, I'd sent it, and I got the reply back rather quickly. Easy, Tiger.
How come?
I mean, it's a guy, so you understand the connotations here with it. I called him honey, and I meant homie. And he's white, by the way, so don't even go that route with it. But yeah.
I don't need a work email account. I really don't. Because okay.
Why not? Yeah, right.
Sometimes it goes against you.
It takes you, it splits your life in two different directions.
Well, I've asked this person for three different things with no answer. But when he wants an answer, it's like, you know, up my ass all day with emails. Until I reserve a spot, which is usually how it goes. If I have a question for somebody, no answer for a week. But by God, when they want an answer, it's, you know, multiple times a day.
Yeah. You know, again, I think that's just boss man employee relations everywhere. I bet you a zillion people that hear this by the end of the day, after everybody hears this, if they're not the boss man, they're probably like, yep, same here, dude.
And it's not like
they want their attention, but when you, I got an idea, they don't listen. But when they got an idea, it's a meeting.
And it's not a frivolous email. It's like legit concerns.
Very. Yeah. And are we talking about the same concern you had around Christmas time?
Well, and in two since then.
Oh, wow. Jesus Christ.
Please.
Well.
Sometimes, you know. I think you have to walk up to people. You got to play the game, right?
Yeah.
I think you have to beg people to do their job. Say, please do your job today.
Please. I know, you got to start in with like a positive thing, and when there's nothing positive there, you can't just go in like a bat out of hell. You just got to ease it in, like, you know what? And you can't compliment them because they think you're hitting on them or blah blah blah. You can't say, boy,
I can't join in the reply alls, because then that solicits two emails from two big people that, you know,
say quit replying all,
or they'll passive aggressively remind everybody me. About the email policy.
Especially when you've replied all and everyone knows it's you, and then they send out a forum email that says, quit replying all, and you were the last to do it. And you're like, God, I just got called out in front of the whole class.
Yep.
Fun things like this will continue to go on the entire morning, including, but not limited to, the Best Damn Audio Battle today.
Oh, Lord. I love that.
Yeah. And,
I don't know what I want to bring to the
it's hard
to the table here.
For me to bring to the table anything better than what I won with last time.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I mean, it changed everything.
I got like the dream team here, and I got to decide who's going to start.
Are you holding something like in your pocket? Like, I've got a piece of audio that's going to be better probably about like midsummer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got a couple of those.
Okay, all right. So I'm holding some stuff in my holster for more timely situations. All right, so the BDA battle will go down today. Best Damn Audio Battle, myself versus Fatboy. A little after 8 o'clock Eastern time. And then right after that, I was thinking of a cool nickname for him other than just his name and whatever. Because he's the guy that invented SC Comic-Con.
Yes, sir.
He's the guy that's going to be bringing in the likes of Sting, Priscilla freaking Presley.
Legend.
That's huge.
Vicki Lawrence.
And she's going to be dressed as Mama. God. I think, right? We'll find out for sure. I know she's going to be there. I was looking at it yesterday.
Giancarlo Esposito.
Am I right? Vincent D'Onofrio?
Yep.
Okay. I mean, God.
Dean freaking Kane.
Yeah, I mean, crap. So he will be in here. We'll be able to pick his brain and talk about all things comics and pop culture and all that stuff. He also owns and operates Borderland Comics. And they gave us a huge freaking donation, to be honest with you, during the Elio Santa.
Yeah, they're great people.
So I want to put that over still. Call or text, same number, the TLCMotors.com phone line, 1-800-774-0093. Paige, what's up? Don't text and drive in standard data text rate supply. Paige, what's up in the Plex?
Well, we got to talk about this. Maverick passed away yesterday, and we'll get into that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
God.
Somebody beat you to it, but yeah.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about, but the first thought was going to be Logan Paul, but I know he's not. And then the other one's going to be James Garner, but he already is.
Is he already for real?
James Garner?
Maverick? The original?
I thought he's dead.
He might be. I don't know.
All right, that's the next thing we'll try
Rico,
to figure out.
Rico, is James Garner dead or not?
Rico, if you're listening, he would know if anybody does. All right, good morning, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige, and headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. We begin with a sad story, and when I read this morning, it kind of, you know, tore my little heartstrings because I thought he was doing better. And it was announced by his daughter that legendary actor Val Kilmer passed away yesterday. His daughter Mercedes told the New York Times that he died of pneumonia and he was 65.
Damn it, man.
So he had.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't want to play Danger Zone.
Me back to.
Yeah, you know what? Like, I mean, he didn't get the spotlight in that movie. That was all Tom. But this right here, I think. Plus, I think this could honestly be playing on the Stairway to Heaven, you know, when you're going up.
Yeah.
I could see this. Think about it. Like, you lifting up in the air, going to heaven. Many of you, hopefully. And this could be playing throughout the ethereal region where you're lifting up to.
All you got to do is ask forgiveness. You'll be there. You know, I'm glad they worked him into part two. That was a nice little touch.
Yeah, yeah. And now, was he the best Batman? Eh. I mean, like, the stuff I've read this morning, they don't even mention him being a Batman.
Everything between Michael Keaton and Christopher Nolan's Batman seemed to, like, never happen.
Batman Forever.
Yeah, like, those, you just forget about those.
Yeah.
I can't remember which was he. Was Val Kilmer the one with Two-Face and Jim Carrey? Was that the same movie?
Yes. McDonald's cups.
Oh, yeah.
It's so shady with the fast food branding. And I get that's exactly.
I remember that.
Those little frosted mugs,
it
man.
It takes me
cool.
back to a time.
Flintstone glasses.
He's one of those guys, though. Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think whatever you believe, the Lord, the universe, whatever, like, you're put where you are for a reason and all this stuff. But, like, he grew up, his neck, and you may have this already, but, like, and I read this in a thing earlier this morning, that his next door neighbors was Roy Rogers and Dale Evans.
Which is,
as growing up as a kid, if you don't know who that is, welcome to the South.
Yeah, they had a big horse. Did they have the horse with them, or where was
I think they stuffed that horse and put it at, what's that, Knott's Berry Farm? Or did Roy Rogers have his own theme park or whatever out there?
Yeah, Knott's Berry Farm is.
That's his?
I don't
Which
know.
Horse?
Okay. Trigger.
Trigger, the big horse.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was Trigger. You know,
I thought they had it at home. I would keep
I think you're thinking of someone else. and then went to that famous high school that, like, a bunch of the actors went to. I don't remember. I guess it is it
I
Beverly Hills
it,
High?
Yeah,
it was like Kevin
it.
Spacey went to
oh, look
graduate.
Out.
I know.
You are.
He said Kevin kept making everybody, he kept pushing the soap out of their hands in the shower.
You know, if
stop.
He's got some footage, Val Kilmer, that could be worth a lot of money. Because this Hulu documentary I watched, it was just
oh,
him.
Oh, yeah, I watched that.
Was he on the grassy knoll?
He's got footage of Marlon Brando, like, behind the scenes, just, like, chatting it up and just sitting around.
Well, he was diagnosed with throat cancer in 2014, but he had a procedure on his trachea that damaged his vocal cords, and he had a really difficult time speaking,
yeah, yeah.
And he had an electric voice box that he used. But he did beat cancer, according to this, and he was cancer-free for years. But he had to go through a lot of ongoing medical treatments after that later on.
Yeah, my grandma, and I'm not even joking, within, like, the last 5 years of her life, had pneumonia 6 different times. The 6th time got her.
Jesus.
I know. I mean, and she was very, I mean, she was tiny.
You think you would build up some kind of immunity after, like, 5 of them.
I had pneumonia, and it was horrible.
I mean, it was bad. It was real bad. But
I didn't know how it just came on me. Like, I didn't feel really sick. All of a sudden, I just had a collapse at walking up a flight of stairs at my house.
I do that now.
She said house.
I know. She said apartment.
Come on, that plays off the thing the other day.
That's where she likes to flex the portfolio on you.
Oh, yeah, she does.
I can be 100% healthy and collapse.
I left that at my house. Which house, Paige? The lake house or the Greenville house?
I have two houses up in the lake.
Telling me.
I was like, yeah. When I got the farm, I was like, she kept saying, how many acres do you have? I'm like, am I good?
No, when you said a farm, I was excited. I thought you were going to grow something. You know, like,
well, I tried, but shrooms won't grow over there.
Like some acreage.
They'd eat them up anyway, those animals. Otis, he'd eat those mushrooms up.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if a cow would trip on him, though, because.
Grow some alfalfa.
It's off their own stuff.
Yeah. That's
what it grows in.
They can eat whatever comes out of the ground, right? Like regular mushrooms?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you wouldn't make us sick.
No.
Not animals, though.
No.
Grow some corn. They like
they
corn.
They won't eat themselves, I can tell you that. Because I've tried to give them, like old steaks or hamburger, like leftover food. They will not.
That is horrible.
Well, the chickens will eat chicken.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. They pigs get the bad end of the rap as far as being like, you know, eating everything, and maybe soulless, goats even as well. Chickens will eat anything.
Which of your animal would you say smells the worst?
Goats, probably.
Like, consistently. Now, I can smell a billy goat because they smell like pee.
I got a good answer, but it's not like fun, but it's like the cat, the farm cat.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Does it spray?
I don't know. I've thought about that before. Does it some kind of have one of those mechanisms? Maybe it's part skunk.
Is it a boy cat or a female cat?
You know, we're not sure. No, it's a boy.
You would know.
Yeah.
The fact that the cat's not afraid of the cows or anything like that, and they just all hang out.
Knock on wood, there is like some weird harmony over there with all them different animals. Got the turkey. By the way, I got some audio to play at some point. The turkey thinks it's a chicken. They flock together. I mean,
that's so cute.
The pig, one of the pigs will go and lay in the hay with freaking Alora, the big cow. It's just sweet. It's like you look at life and you're like, why can't people do this?
Why?
I wouldn't mind laying in the hay with some cows. They're sweet.
Well, I have before. But I said I'm not going to talk about past relationships on the show anymore.
Paige. They're sweet animals.
Well, we were just rolling around in it anyway.
That's okay. Rolls and see hay.
Hey, now. Paige, thank you. Fat boy, what's up in sports?
I thought this was an April Fool's prank yesterday. It is not. We're going to talk about Clemson. Made some major news yesterday. Gonna start a hot item coming up for sale. You might not have to bring your own alcohol to the games anymore. You don't have to sneak out of the parking lot at halftime to get sauced.
I mean,
you still could, but
it's been one of the biggest, stupidest things ever that y'all literally. Now they made up for it for the parking. Yeah. They didn't lose any money, but the money that could have been. Especially, I mean, good Lord Almighty.
I'm telling you, you various conservative councils out there, missing out on a lot of money.
Charles Ushery might not like it. He owns SO Club across the street.
He's going to make a killing. Shout out to the white tables in the parking lot.
Boy, oh boy, this has been a long time coming.
Long time.
We might get gambling eventually.
You know, it's picking up a lot of steam.
I know, man.
You just take some local to-dos with some money.
To some local
some big
to-dos,
builders.
Such as. All right, sports? There's a question mark at the end. Good morning, everybody.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
The Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Oh! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yeah! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Best in the world.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. I got some pretty cool this day in sports history. Let's start with this one. 94 years ago, 1931.
Sheryl Crow.
No, not Sheryl Crow. She was still swimming back then. No, she wouldn't even have thought. Wouldn't a glimmer in anybody's eye. Whatever they say. This was an exhibition game where 17-year-old Jackie Mitchell struck out Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig on seven pitches. Two interesting things about this. Jackie Mitchell was a girl. And this happened when the New York Yankees played the Chattanooga Lookouts in 1931. Did not know this.
Me neither. I have not ever heard that ever.
17-year-old Jackie Mitchell struck out Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig. That had to have been a bit that was predetermined. The work was
in.
You
gotta think. Like, was she like.
But if you go up to Babe, I don't know so much about Lou, but if you go up to Babe and say, George, whatever they called him, Herman,
Babe.
Hermie.
They called it Babe.
Babe, we want a girl to strike you out today. He's probably gonna burp hot dog in your face and laugh at you.
Yeah. Or fart whiskey.
Because that's going around.
It would punch you, and there's like a pair of panties stuck to his hand. Because
your hot dog analogy is disgusting.
I mean, that was him. I mean,
but you can smell it.
John Goodman's adaptation was pretty damn good.
Somebody's got a video going around of Babe Ruth laughing, this making the rounds. The virality of
it. Dude, there's a video that SI put out. God, it could have been 2 or 3 months ago, but it's Babe Ruth like near the end, and you know the home run triple crown, like you would. To give you an actual like, king's crown to
wear. Oh, yeah, he's got one.
So he's wearing like a smoking jacket, you know, like it's 1947, 48. And, you know, the way that look was all debonair, but you can tell he's real old and he's wearing that hat. And they've taken it and colorized it. Oh, man, it's like weird looking, but cool as hell to see.
I don't think Miguel Cabrera got one when he was the first triple crown winner since Yastrzemski. Might be an old tradition. They just
Secretariat got one, too.
For the horse. Also, 36 years ago, 1989, WrestleMania 5, the Mega Powers.
Explode.
Who will win Miss Elizabeth's heart? I think we know who won.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, it was Hulk Hogan.
It was.
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
Look here, brother. Whose family is in shambles again, I guess? More shambles?
I mean, Lord God. You know, if your kids, like 10 years ago, said, I want us to go to get a reality show, and you said, no, honey or son, that'd be the worst thing that could happen to this family. Go to them now and tell them about all these families that had a reality show and then what happened. I mean, they got a mint there for a little bit, but then life fell into shambles. So-and-so got more popular than the other person. There's a literal pissing contest in a family, and then booyah, it's done.
You know who's got an interesting take on all this since it came out, since Linda Hogan's video? Is Hulk's former best friend back in the day.
Which one? I mean, he's had a bunch of Jimmy Hart, Brutus the Barber.
The one who lost a lot of weight on Hulk's watch, who was there on numerous family vacations. May have his own radio show.
Oh, Bubba.
Bubba was like spilling it, man. Telling everything he knew about it. And I'm like, you know what? You can't doubt the guy because he was his best friend for years and years.
Okay, did he say anything about her face? She looked like she'd just been recently battered.
I don't know.
I'm not making a joke about that.
What I saw, he was talking about, you know, how kind of Brooke was treated by Linda throughout the years. It was not good.
Yeah, but also, like, Nick almost killed his classmate. I mean, dude is still alive, thank God, but he's missing part of his skull. He married a porn star. Nothing. I mean, I'm not saying that, but I'm just adding all this together. Just kept getting DUIs. Terry had to get out in the middle of the night, brother, and go pick him up. I mean, it was.
It's still a mess.
And then the daughter, you know, all that money Hulkster pushed into her music career. And God bless, man.
And it didn't pan out.
And also in your family, there's only room for one famous person in the family. I mean, it's true.
Yeah, and who's going to match Hulk?
You just got to say, you know what? This is what brought the bacon to the table. Let's all eat it. And not all try to bring the bacon. Somebody got to cook it. Somebody go eat it.
I think it depends on what you're famous for.
Well, anything.
Because
like,
I know a situation where the dad's an athlete and the son's a singer. So that's they're not competing. But
there is some low-level competition there.
Yeah. Because one of them has to be, the dad has to be the king.
Yeah. If the son is like rolling more money, like, yeah, I mean, you got to put over your elders. Of course, I say that as I move into my 50th year.
I tell my son, don't you think about starting a podcast?
Told him not to go in following your footsteps.
I believe it.
I shut down my daughter's Wi-Fi when I leave the house. All right, kidding. We'll take a break.
I'm not done yet.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I thought you said that. My bad.
I was just going to tell you, Clemson's okayed alcohol sales.
Yes, that's what it was.
They're going to start with a spring game this weekend, which I'm very surprised Clemson's still going to have a spring game.
Oh, wow. So now instead of tailgating, it's going
to
be...
Dabo would like to play other teams for the spring game, which is smart, you know, but some schools like Nebraska aren't doing a spring game because Matt Rule's like, I'm putting my players on display for other schools to come poach them. We're just not going to do it anymore.
You know what? Like, with the way the portal is, man, like, that makes perfect sense.
And Nebraska's like, huge. Their fan base is huge.
Having a quinceañera but telling your daughter, I don't want you to ever get married.
Yeah. So I'm glad Clemson's going to do a spring game. You know, it's a great tradition, the orange and white game. Just, you don't want people plucked, like, you know, the Gamecocks, too. You don't want people.
Is that a chicken joke you just tried to make?
No.
That's hurtful.
I was trying to put you over, and I really didn't want to. It hurts my heart to even mention it.
Future looks good on both sides in that regard. I mean, aren't we tired of two subpar teams playing each other or one really good one playing another subpar team? Now they're both, like, promising, looking real good.
It's a little back and forth, you know. It's not going to be the same dominance, you know.
Yeah.
I was hoping it would be. It's probably going to be every couple of years.
You had to get bored with that. I mean, I got tired of losing every year. I mean,
you got five in a row.
Well.
I still hear about.
I know, but that's just because we had cool hand gestures. I'm kind of glad it didn't go to six because I'd have to be there with two hands in all the pictures then. It was awesome when it was four because, you know, four horsemen. But when it went to five, I'm just like.
It was easier for you to sneak in the five into pictures, but yeah, not
I would
six.
Yeah, I would photo Fat Boy. We'd be at events, and he'd be taking selfies with listeners and stuff, and I'd come up and I'd stand in the background and put my five up in the air.
I hated it too.
Oh, it's fun. I did that to you on Fox Carolina with you and Mark. I put the five over.
You did it with the Clemson Tiger.
You took a picture
with him just to do that.
Yes, I did. That was mean of me.
Yeah.
He didn't see it, or she. Could have been a lady tiger.
Was a very tall woman then.
You know, y'all got a basketball team. All right, thank you. That was something.
Coach Poppy,
right,
shout out.
Coach Poppy. So, yeah, tailgating, I mean, nobody wants to go sit down in the stadium and drink ahead of time, though. It's the tailgating is the yinting
and the
gossiping
deal.
And riding around on your big-ass golf carts.
Well, here's the thing. What if, you know, you got the 3:30 game and people have been drinking since.
Oh.
How are you going to serve them in the stadium?
Well, the same way they 7 o'clock games, they go start drinking at 8 a.m. regardless, whether it starts at noon or 8.
You have a 22-year-old student, you know, sloshed by the time he gets in, has to go.
Did they intend it to be like a party atmosphere outside, or did it just
that just happens with college football? Like, it's just anywhere, any college stadium. LSU, they're talking about, you know, is probably the biggest party atmosphere at a college football game in the country.
Yeah, and then plus also, like, literal millions of dollars were just not making themselves. I mean, it is a business at the end of the day. It's not like we look at colleges as, like, some arm of the community. I mean, that crap is trademarked. When you can't even make a certain Paul design because their schools get – you imagine, you're a fan. You're like, oh, I want to make a shirt.
Well.
Can't put that Paul turn that certain way because that's trademarked.
And for some reason, local high schools get away with it. Like, you know, Greenville, you know, Georgia Packers, whatever, Greenwood.
Grambling?
Yeah, that too. Yeah. It's like, that's cool.
That same G. You're absolutely right.
How about when there's state fairs going on during a Gamecocks game? You want to go, you get a funnel cake and come back and get sloshed.
I had to walk. My parking one time was on the other side of the fairground, so I had to walk through the fair to go to the game.
You got to ride a ride at least.
I mean, you got to sit there and watch a donkey try to jump or something. All right, a lot of fun was had. We will take a break. Get on the horn, touch base with us if you'd like, whether it be by text, whether it be by the conventional talking with your voice box. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.